Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards the mound. Baumgarten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards right. Baines catches it and throws to second to double up Gibson. The throw back to first to get Parrish, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Parrish to Jackson and they have Almon trapped. The throw over to Trammell, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Brookins scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brookins trying to get to third. Baines throws the ball into Pryor, who tags Brookins for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lozinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.